Welcome to Antiviral, where we share tight prose and slack lines. I'm Alia Howe, founder of the Poetry Market and co-creator of Poets on Purpose, a monthly gathering focusing on generating new poems, sharing new works to be aired at KDNK's Poetry Slams. I've been curating poetry events for the last 5 years up and down the valley, and we are waiting for the go-ahead from KDNK to present a live poetry program. Until then, here are some tight prose and slack lines. Featured on Antiviral this week, we have Kristin Carlson and Iliana Renteria Bernal, who I had the privilege of performing with last year as part of the Women's Voices project. Kristin is from Glenwood Springs, an amazing wordsmith, playwright, and poet. Iliana is from Mexico and now lives with her family in Newcastle. Iliana chose a poem called Huelga by Gioconda Bailey because she finds this poem to be so fitting to the situation the world is currently going through. Iliana observes that we are all being forced by external circumstances to pause in silence. And it's getting so quiet that for the first time in a long time, we can all hear our inner voices. So quiet that we will almost be able to hear when the invisible enemy walks away. This poem, written in 1978 by Nicaraguan poet Gioconda Bailey, is a beautiful and eloquent call to treat the enemy, in his case a dictatorship, with a deafening silence. Iliana will read the poem once in English and again in its native language, Spanish. Then we have a poem by Art Goodtimes. Then Childs Braddy, a poet and artist who lives on the Front Range, who I first met when our daughters were here in the valley at the Waldorf School. Then we will close with poet and scholar Uche Ogbuji from Nigeria, who wowed us with his fervor at Mountain Fair last year.
Hi, this is a poem I wrote in response to the deep divisions in our world and in the hope that we will one day find a way to unite. To the future PE teachers of America, please learn from our mistakes. Choose carefully what you teach. A little competition may be healthy, but a little can go a long way, as we the standing and the fallen have come to see. We've been taught to pick captains and choose teams, the strongest and fastest first, followed by the prettiest and perkiest, until the last, worst player is called to stand back against the wall. Between us stretches the great divide of a polished gym floor. An armory of red rubber balls rolls from a wire cage into our arms. We are instructed to throw them hard, try to knock each other out. Like dogs, we respond to the whistle, hurl our missiles toward the other side blindly, because we know that this is not a game where you stay safe by idly standing by. The smallest and most sensitive retreat behind stronger, taller peers. Someone clucks, bark, 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 bark. Balls whir, chicken. Our taunts cut through the din over the relentless slap and sting of red rubber striking tender skin. In this moment, we are glad that the biggest, baddest bullies are on our side. The predators we would dodge in the lunchroom become protectors, raising welts on the legs of someone else. Older now, we still strive to find our tribe, arm ourselves against the other. Those with access gather privilege and higher education in the halls of power. Those without collect sticks and stones to knock them down. Like chalk-wielding children, we draw bounding lines, divide ourselves by gender, class, race, ethnicity, national identity. Forming teams of our own choosing, we stand together against them, those people. We do what we've been taught. Hurl invectives hard. illegals, bad hombres, zealots, baby killers, elitist, bleeding heart snowflakes, anti-American pussies, terrorist insurgents, sluts, pricks. The game pounds on until the words become a blur and the balls turn into bombs. Still, we stand behind the bullies to oppose the mob that stands against what we stand for. Red-faced, pissed off, we want to knock them down, shut them up, push them back to where they came from, gone. This is how our play has taught us to fight. How could those people over there on the other side begin to understand the complicated definition of love we share? We are not them. They are not us. At least as children, we had respect for the bell, the thrilling trill that brought us back to our senses and sent us out of gym and down the hall to other classes. Sure, we still segregated ourselves. It's human nature to self-select. Beyond the gym, we staked out tables for cafeteria cliques, called the back seat of the bus for our friends. But at least when that bell rang, we were released, set free from the drive to eradicate or blame those kids on the other side for every hard ball that life might throw our way. Maybe it's impossible, even in the future, to put those blazing red balls back into their cage and keep them there, innocuously deflated. But surely, by now, we have learned a better game to play, one that doesn't exchange fury for fury, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, one red welt begetting another into perpetuity. I do not know the rules of this new game I'm asking you to create. All I know is we need to call this thing, blow the whistle, ring the bell, because this game, the one we're playing right now, will not end well.
Strike by Gioconda Belli. I want all of us to go on strike. Let our hands, our legs, our hair go on strike. Let a strike be in everybody. I want a strike of shops, of drivers, of doves, of flowers, of technicians, of workers, of children and of women. I want a strike so wide that even extends to love. A strike where everything stops. The clock, the nurseries, the schools, the factories, the bus, the highway, the businesses, the doors. A strike of eyes, of hands, and of kisses. A strike where breathing isn't allowed. A strike to issue silence, so we can all hear the footsteps of the tyrant as he departs. Huelga, de Gioconda Belli. Quiero una huelga donde vayamos todos. Una huelga de brazos, de piernas, de cabellos. Una huelga naciendo en cada cuerpo. Quiero una huelga de obreros, de palomas, de choferes, de flores, de técnicos, de niños, de médicos, de mujeres. Quiero una huelga grande que hasta el amor alcance. Una huelga donde todo se detenga. El reloj, las fábricas, el plantel, los colegios, el bus, los hospitales, la carretera, los puertos. Una huelga de ojos, de manos y de besos. Una huelga donde respirar no sea permitido. Una huelga donde nazca el silencio, para oír los pasos del tirano que se marcha.
I want to share a poem by Art Goodtimes from his book As If the World Really Mattered, sending him prayers for speedy healing as he's being treated for cancer down in Grand Junction. And Art resides over near Telluride and has done so much for poetry in the Western Slope. He has the group The Talking Gourds, which I've been an honored guest to come and read poetry for, and here is his poem called Pilot Light for Blanche. I was eating lunch the other day when I started to think of death. I don't know why. Suddenly it filled the room like the smell of gas escaping. All those stories of people on the brink brought back to life, telling of the incredible peace they experience, something beyond words. And, odd as it seems, it was resentment they recalled, the hands of the doctor, deep in death's coma, struggling to pull them back. We get thrown into this world cold turkey without memory or longing for the time before. Strange, isn't it? It's from mystery we sprang, warm in our mother's womb, springs pushed out of the mattress as we spend a lifetime faithful to the laws of thermodynamics, returning to our original shape. A state of rest. Oh, then it came to me, she said. Not the incredible peace, but a small flame of excitement, like a pilot light.
COVID Ruminations by Charles Brady, 2020. I live in a quiet apartment. It's always been quiet. Except down the hall, I hear an old guy yelling at himself. He got run over a few years ago. The car just sped off. Stuff happens. I'm doing okay, virus free. I eat, I sleep, I watch TV, I surf the net, I sleep. It's not that bad, I've been doing it for a few years now. Eat, sleep, surf, and watch TV, and sleep some more.
The world has ended before and will again. Now the world is ending, you needn't care, unless the chorus helps. Here's their refrain. Apocalypse of suddenly muted air. No passenger pigeons thunderhead the plane. New horses ride dread, their first appearance here. The world has ended before and will again. These first-time horses ride, and on them death, invisible but hissing of the sea, stinking of powder that full stops the breath. Bison don't fit in the land of the free. Their crashing numbers leave cultures bereft. Cultures facing wars of novel savagery. The world has ended before and will again. We're not alone while we fight in isolation. Think of the First Nations hustled into reservations. Think of disease that devastated populations and brought it all down. We're not alone while we fight in isolation. Think of the First Nations hustled into reservations. Think of disease that devastated populations and brought it all down. The world has ended before the old apocalypse. Walks a cyclical clock over life in eclipse. Tomorrow's Nietzschean species who think they're superhuman could go extinct when the feces get flung into the fan. The grass is greener when we see the burning aftermath. Let's not be learning the third degree by breathing ash. We need a tap on the shoulder, behold your time could pass. So find your way to peace, seek out a road to peace. strange sicknesses ride hard across the oceans. The aliens have inherited the Earth, whose book of life is scored with crossed-out notions. Species mutate their way around the dearth. Some find in human cells a rich solution. This new struggle is old for what it's worth. Might as well join the chorus and refrain. The world has ended before and will again. The moment's right to tune up our side on who we've wronged. Mind those who cry from historical pain in their songs. Hold tight the tune, don't you let go, embrace the echo. That's how we carry on, together carry on. Think of missing indigenous murdered girls and women. The loudest howling of violence, but no one listens. Call out for justice, amplify the voices of the victims. To bring somebody hope, to bring somebody home. Think of missing indigenous murdered girls and women. The loudest howling of violence, but no one listens. Call out for justice, amplify the voices of the victims. To bring somebody hope, to bring somebody home. Has ended before and will again. Now the world is ending, you needn't care, unless the chorus helps. Here's their refrain. Apocalypse of suddenly muted air. No passenger pigeons thunderhead the plane. New horses ride dread, their first appearance here. The world has ended before and will again.
Uche and I want to re-emphasize the devastating tragedy of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. Last Wednesday was a day of awareness. And listeners, if you can, even in this time of COVID, if you can help, it's hard to imagine a more urgent cause. On KDNK's website, on their programs Express Yourself, you will find a link for where to donate. Thank you for listening to Antiviral's Tight Prose and Slack Lines. If you would like to air a poem, please email it to me, Alya Howe, AlyaHowe, @me.com, or Lucas, Lucas, @kdnk.org, and title the email Antiviral. At the beginning of your recording, tell us your name, where you live, anything you want us to know about you, your poem, and then pause, prep for your poem, and breathe. When you're ready, read your poem. Thank you for listening to Antiviral. Until next time, be well, wear a mask, be safe.